This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Arizona is getting ready for Lori Vallow Daybell as she heads there to face murder conspiracy charges stemming from the killing of her fourth husband, Charles Vallow, and an attempted murder on her niece's ex-husband, Brandon Boudreau. He actually testified in the trial that took place last year. This new trial coming up, I don't even know what to expect on something like this, or even if it should be taking place. And I'm stating that based on the last time we saw Lori Vallow Daybell in the sentencing hearing, not making any sense at all, talking about being a good mother and the kids are fine and they have new jobs and everything is great. This doesn't seem like someone that is really competent to be standing trial or understanding anything that's going to be happening. And let's just start with that. What are your thoughts on this going forward?
Yeah, Lori has left planet Earth. I mean, I think she had, you know, one foot off the ground years ago, but clearly at this point, she is not in reality. And so it makes me think that, you know, again, is she competent to even stand trial? Does she understand what reality is? She doesn't seem to. And it, again, would be an interesting trial, but it's just, you know, it's another heartbreaking, awful thing. And again, mental illness being the central issue here.
It's, to me, I feel like we're almost poking the monkey with a stick at this point. I certainly agree that there should be justice for Charles Vallow, but at the same point, are you getting justice when the person you're seeking to punish doesn't feel a bit of that punishment, thinks that they are doing their intended godly duty in spreading their twisted message to the world? That seems to be the disconnect. In cases where the person isn't this far gone, you can usually see they're going to feel the effects of the punishment of what is doled out to them of a guilty verdict. Lori doesn't seem to feel any of that. So at the end of the day here, we're doing this, I think, more so for the family of Charles Vallow and the victims that she has victimized over the years. But does that help? Does that help? Are you getting that sense of justice? Are you getting anything at the end of the day if, when this is done, you have the same Lori Vallow who doesn't think anything is wrong and she didn't do anything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it may make the family members feel better just to have, you know, a guilty verdict and have it validated legally. I can imagine that. But certainly, is it going to have any impact on her thinking or functioning or sense of responsibility? Absolutely not.
What? I mean, obviously, they're going to be, I'm assuming, doing some competency checks to make sure she's fit to stand trial. What kind of bar is that for her to be able to stand trial? I know it's one of them being competent to understand, you know, that and participate in your own defense, but I don't know. I mean, I question how, just because she could speak aloud, it doesn't necessarily mean that she's competently participating in her own defense.
Right. Yeah. And I think it, again, differs depending on the state and they have different, you know, standards, but clearly the bar for her, it's been pretty low. Can she sit in court? Can she, you know, converse with her attorney and, you know, supposedly work cooperatively? But, you know, if it were up to me, I would probably say, I don't think she's competent.
Yeah. I mean, at this point with what we know, what we've seen, what is the best path for her? Obviously, death was taken off the table. It's very likely in her first trial, it's very likely that it won't be carried out in Arizona because they just don't seem to do that. Just getting her behind bars is the right place for her in a jail? Is the right place for her in a mental health facility from a humane standpoint? It's easy to say, let's burn the witch at the stake. I can kind of agree with that too, but that's not what we do anymore. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, we're talking about someone who is very mentally ill. Mm-hmm. What is the best path for her and for peace, especially for the families that have all been so horribly affected by this?
Yeah, I can certainly see an appropriate placement for her being in a forensic mental hospital, which is a locked, very controlled prison-like facility, mm-hmm. but where there's an emphasis on understanding that people are mentally ill and there is more psychologically focused treatment, which you don't find in prison. Mm-hmm. And that to me, again, if I had the power here, I would say I think that would be the appropriate place for her. She should never be free. She should never walk among us. There's not going to be a real fix for her. But coming at it from a humane standpoint and what would be the best fit considering who she is and her symptoms, I think a forensic mental health life sentence would probably be a good thing.
Is there anything that can be learned from Lori Vallow Daybell and her mental state and how she got there or why she got there that could be a benefit to anyone down the road? Or is this just... everyone's unique and everyone has a unique chemistry that makes them up. And this is how hers is, doesn't necessarily mean anyone else will be as well.
I think one of the big takeaways from this is that when family members notice someone veering into really strange beliefs, they need to pay attention and they need to take it seriously rather than, oh, she's just a bit eccentric or, oh, she's always been super religious or whatever. If the family had come together and intervened sooner rather than validating, most of them just validated, you know, her religious crazy ideology. Mm-hmm. I think we need to, again, do a better job of spotting people that are veering into psychosis, as Lori clearly was. Mm-hmm. And there was no one other than poor Charles Vallow trying to confront it. And you look at the resistance he met yeah. from the relatives. And so I think, again, if people could learn more about what are the signs of psychosis, because sometimes it happens gradually. Mm-hmm. And the family members maybe notice, oh, well, they're having some strange symptoms or strange beliefs, but they're still doing okay. You know, they're mm-hmm. still functioning. She's still, you know, bathing, grooming, cooking, taking care of the kids. So she's not really in trouble. Trouble can be sneaky. Yeah. It can happen gradually. And I hope people have learned a little bit more about mental illness and how many people can function seemingly okay, very superficially, but these paranoid, crazy beliefs really can become dangerous and build over time.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.